The first thing you need to do is get in touch with those negative feelings. If you're not even aware of them, you're not going to drop them. Lots of people have negative feelings they're not even aware of. Lots of people are depressed and they're not aware they're depressed. It's only when they make contact with joy that they understand how depressed they were. You're not going to be able to deal with a cancer that you haven't detected. You're not going to get rid of wolves in your farm if you're not aware of their existence. So the first thing you need is awareness of your negative feelings. What kind of negative feelings? Gloominess, for instance. You're feeling gloomy and moody. You feel self-dislike and self-hate or guilt. You feel that life is pointless, makes no sense. You've got hurt feelings. You're feeling nervous. You're feeling tense. Get in touch with those feelings first. Second step. This is a four-step program. Understand that the feeling is in you. It's not in reality. Now that's such a self-evident thing. But do you think people know that? They don't, believe me. They've got PhDs. They're presidents of universities. They haven't understood this. They didn't teach me how to live at school. They taught me everything else. Like the guy who said, well, I got a pretty good education and it took me years to get rid of it, to get over it. Yes, you really need it. That's what spirituality is all about, you know, unlearning. Unlearning. Unlearning all the rubbish they taught you. Now, that negative feeling is in you. It's not in reality. So stop trying to change reality. And our bosses, and our friends, and our enemies, and everybody else, and everything else. You don't have to change anything. The negative feeling is in you. No person on earth has the power to make you unhappy. You want me to repeat that? It's very important. There is no event on earth that has the power to disturb you or to hurt you. No event, no condition, no situation, no person. Only nobody told you this. They told you the opposite. That is why you're in the mess that you are in right now. That is why you're asleep. They never told you this. But it's self-evident. Rain washes out a picnic. Who's feeling negative? The rain or you? What's causing the negative feeling? The rain or your reaction? When you bump your knee against that chair there or against a table, the table's okay. It's busy being what it was meant to be, a table. The pain is in your knee, not in the table. And it's a funny thing, you know. The mystics keep telling us again and again, reality is all right. Reality is not problematic. Problems only exist in the human mind. We might add, in the stupid, asleep human mind. Reality is not problematic. Take away human beings from this planet, and life would go on, and nature would go on in all her loveliness and her violence. Where would the problem be? No problem. You created the problem. You are the problem. You identified with the me. This is the problem. So understand that the feeling is in you, not in reality. Third step. Never, ever identify with that feeling. There's nothing to do with the I. Don't define your essential self in terms of those feelings. Don't say, I am depressed. You want to say, it is depressed, that's okay. You want to say depression is there, that's fine. You want to say gloominess is there, that's fine. But not I am gloomy. You're defining yourself in terms of that feeling. That's your illusion. That's your mistake. You watch it. There is a depression there right now. There is a hurt feeling there right now. Let it be. Leave it alone. It'll pass. Everything passes. But everything. Your depressions and your thrills have nothing to do with happiness. Your depressions and your thrills have nothing to do with your happiness. Those are the swings of the pendulum. I told you yesterday, if you're seeking kicks, you're seeking thrills, get ready for the depression. You want your drug? Get ready for the hangover. One end of the pendulum swings to the other. This has nothing to do with I. This has nothing to do with happiness. This is the me. You know, if you remember this, if you say this to yourself 1,000 times, if you try these 3 steps 1,000 times, maybe you won't even need to do it 3 times. I don't know. There's no rule for it. But do it 1,000 times, you'll make the biggest discovery in your life. To hell with those gold mines in Alaska. What are you going to do with that gold if you're not happy, if you can't live? You found gold. You're a king. You're a princess. You're free. You don't care anymore about being accepted or rejected. Makes no difference. You know this thing that psychologists tell us about how important it is to get a sense of belonging? Baloney. What do you want to belong to anybody for? What do you want to belong to any group for? Doesn't matter anymore. They tell me there's an African tribe. A friend of mine told me that just 3 or 4 days ago. There was an African tribe. There is an African tribe. Where capital punishment means you're ostracized, you're thrown out of the tribe, and the man dies, or the woman dies, just dies, physically, from the impact of that feeling that they're ostracized. You know, if you were kicked out of New York City, or wherever you're residing, you wouldn't die. How come he dies? Because he partakes of the common stupidity of humanity. He thinks he wouldn't be able to live if he did not belong. Not much different from most people, is it? He's convinced he needs to belong. You don't need to belong to anybody. You don't need to belong to anything or any group. Who told you that? You don't need to be loved. Who fooled you? What you need is to be free. What you need is to love. That, yes, that's your nature. What you need is to be happy, but to be loved? What are you talking about? What you're really telling me is you want to be desired. You idiot. You want to be applauded. You want to be attractive. You want to have all the little monkeys running after you. You're wasting your life. Wake up. Wake up. You don't need this. You could be blissfully happy without this. Your society is not going to be happy to hear this, you know. Because you become terrifying when you open your eyes and understand this. How do you control this kind of person? He doesn't need you. He's not threatened by your criticism. He doesn't care what you think of him or what you say about him. He's cut all those strings. He's not a puppet anymore. He's terrifying. We've got to get rid of him. Crucify him. He tells the truth. He's become fearless. He stopped being human. Human. Behold the human being at last. Broke out of his slavery. Broke out of their prison. Quick summary. First step. Get in touch with that negative feeling. It's so simple a child could do it. Try it about a dozen times today. I'll give you a couple of exercises after the break. Get in touch with that negative feeling. B. Don't try to change reality. Oh, I'm not saying you won't do something later on. But first of all, let's make sure that you're at peace. Let's make sure that you're awake. Let's make sure that you're not acting, going out in social work from your illusions. Let's make sure that you're real. Now, we may change things or we may not, but what you have to understand is that the negative feeling is in you, not in the events. No event justifies a negative feeling, period. Get that one. There is no situation in the world that justifies a negative feeling. That's what all our mystics have been crying themselves hoarse to tell us, but nobody hears. The negative feeling is in you. The Bhagavad Gita, the sacred book of the Hindus, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, marvelous sentence, plunge into the heat of battle and keep your heart at the lotus feet of the Lord. Keep your heart at peace at the lotus feet of the Lord. Plunge into the heat of battle. Because as some of you probably know, the book is set on a battleground. Extraordinary symbolism there. Do I run away from the battle? Do I fight my relatives? Go right ahead. Do your duty. But your heart is unaffected. The eye is unaffected. So, the negative feeling is in you. Understand that. Put the focus where it belongs. Stop blaming other people. There are people in your situation who would not react negatively. How about that now? You know, you'll notice a funny thing happening to you. You'll think you're really going crazy because you know what you're going to be doing after a while? Seeking out the company of people whom you avoided before because they created negative feelings in you. You're going to be saying, let's see if he creates a negative feeling in me now. He doesn't. He doesn't. Glory be to God. That's the kind of thing you're going to be doing. You're going to go out into the lanes, the bylanes, the hedges, and bring in the lame and the crippled and the blind and the dumb. You're bringing them all in. Bring them all in. There's room for everybody. Remember that sentence I said to you yesterday? To include the excluded. To return love for hate. Easiest thing in the world. If you understand that the negative feeling is in you. Third step, don't ever identify with that feeling. That feeling isn't you. It has nothing to do with you. Later we'll find out where it comes from. It's the result of your conditioning. It's humiliating to realize, perhaps, that you were trained to react that way. You were trained to react that way, for heaven's sake. All right, that'll do. Let's take a 20-minute break. That was a 4-point program, wasn't it? And I gave you only 3. I can see you're quite eager to get the 4th point. That's very encouraging for the speaker, you know. All right. So remember we said, point 1, identify the negative feeling. If you would drop it, you would be happy. You don't even need to drop it to be happy. Happiness is your state of being. You don't have to do anything to acquire happiness. The great Meister Eckhart said very beautifully, God is not attained by a process of addition to anything in the soul, but by a process of subtraction. You don't do anything to be free. You drop something. Then you're free. Reminded of the Irish prisoner who dug a tunnel under the prison, managed to escape. He comes out right in the middle of a school playground where these little children playing. And of course, when he emerges from the tunnel, he couldn't restrain himself anymore. He began to jump up and down and said, "I'm free, I'm free, I'm free." And there was a little girl there who looks at him scornfully and she says, "That's nothing, I'm four." So you drop something. You drop your prison cage and you're free. You don't do anything. You drop your illusions and you're awake. You drop your attachments and you are love. You are sensitive. You are conscious. You're in touch with all of life. You drop your misconceptions, your negativities, and you have happiness. The other thing that you acquire isn't happiness at all. Those are thrills. That's your drug. And I'm sure it has occurred to some of you to think, wouldn't it be a dull life with no cravings and no thrills? Wouldn't that be dull? That's right, the addict always feels that life would be dull without the drug. When you taste it, you'll understand. So, step number one, get in touch with those negative feelings. Identify them. Step two, understand that those feelings are in you, in the me, not in the external world, not in other people. Step three, never identify the I with those feelings. Feelings come and go. Just as I am not my thoughts, I am not my body cells, I am not my clothes, I am not my name, I am not my profession, I am not these feelings, I am not depressed. Depression exists right now, there within me. I observe it, I watch it. And let it be. Stop trying to fix it. Let it be. It's all right. Someday you will understand it. And that's the fourth point. How about change? How about changing things? How about changing ourselves? Now there are many things you have to understand here. Or basically just one thing. But could be expressed in many ways. Imagine a patient goes to a doctor and tells the doctor what he is suffering from. And the doctor says, "Very well, I've understood your symptoms. You know what I'll do? I'll prescribe a medicine for your neighbor." And the patient replies, "Thank you very much, doctor. That makes me feel much better." Isn't that absurd? Isn't that absurd? That's what we're all doing. Repeatedly, people are doing this. The sleeper always feels that he'll feel much better if somebody else changes. You're suffering because you're asleep. And you think how wonderful life would be if somebody else changed. How wonderful life would be if my neighbor changed, my wife changed, my husband changed, my boss changed. There's that lovely Zen couplet written by one of the great masters. I sometimes make an exercise out of it, but we're not going to have time to do it here. When we have these longer courses of 8 or 9 days, then we can afford that kind of luxury. The man says, "If my grumbling wife were alive tonight, I would have enjoyed the sight of the moon. If my grumbling wife had been alive tonight, how I would have enjoyed the sight of the moon. We better not go too deep into that one. Well, we always want somebody else to change so that we will feel good. But has it ever struck you that if your wife changes or your husband changes, what does that do to you? You're just as vulnerable as before. You're just as idiotic as before. You're just as asleep as before. It's you who need to change. It's you who need to take the medicine. So there's always the feeling of, I feel good because the world is right. Wrong. The world is right because I feel good. That's what all the mystics are saying.